I'm Dr. Brennan Spiegel, a physician and professor of medicine who studies how emotion, physical experience, and the mind-body connection influence our health. Today, I want to share ideas from my new book, Pull: How Gravity Shapes Your Body, Steadies the Mind, and Guides Our Health. Now, gravity was here long before we were, and it'll be here long after we're gone. Every sinew, every cell, and every fiber in our bodies evolved in response to its pull. Physics came first, biology second. And when you see life through that lens, a core purpose emerges: to stand up and stay up for as long as we can and as well as we can, until inevitably we can't. And when that day comes, we return to the ground. Even the words grave and gravity share the same root. Gravity shapes more than planets and stars. It shapes human health in ways medicine is still uncovering. Why do people with depression literally feel like they're being dragged to the ground? Why do positive emotions make us feel high? Why do we get butterflies in our stomachs when falling on a roller coaster, or when we're falling in love? These aren't just metaphors. They're clues to something deeper happening inside us. In Pull, I explore how gravity shapes both body and mind, and how we can build what I call gravity resilience to stand stronger, live longer, and thrive under Earth's constant pull. Today, I'll share 5 key insights that might change the way you think about your health, your emotions, and even your place on this planet. Now, the first insight is that we all navigate gravity differently, and we can get better at it. To introduce this insight, I want to tell you the story of where the idea for this book came from. It all began at a family dinner. My wife was worried about her mom. Ever since moving to assisted living, she had developed stomach bloating and slow digestion and a low mood. Her diet and medications were unchanged, but what had changed was her relationship to gravity. She was lying down most all of the day, and that worried me because without standing and moving, the gut slows down. Humans aren't meant to lie flat all day. We're built to stand up, to move. I dove into the science of how gravity affects digestion. My hunch eventually became a research article titled Gravity and the Gut, which unexpectedly drew international media coverage after it was published. Soon, my inbox was full of people who suspected gravity intolerance was behind their symptoms. Some felt dizzy or faint when standing too quickly, calling themselves allergic to gravity. Others had inner ear issues that triggered vertigo and anxiety by throwing off their sense of gravity's pull. People swore by wedge pillows for easing nighttime heartburn. Families described loved ones in hospital beds declining from too much time lying flat, losing muscle, and developing clots and bed sores and even confusion. Doctors weighed in too. A rehab physician showed me x-rays of spinal adjustments that eased bowel strain by strengthening anti-gravity muscles in the back. A GI doctor linked high-altitude travel to colitis flare-ups from gravity-dependent pressure changes. A neurologist explained to me how stroke recovery depends on position during transport to the hospital. It turns out that it's better to stay flat so that blood reaches the brain. Now, here's the good news. Whatever genes you have, you can improve your gravity resilience. Each of us can find a personal gravity Goldilocks zone, that sweet spot where body and mind and habits align. Movement and sleep, diet, inverted yoga poses, tilt tables, standing desks, balance boards, even flotation therapy. These aren't just lifestyle fads. They all share something profound in common. They're tools for thriving under Earth's pull. Now, insight two is to stand up to gravity. When we give in to gravity by lying too long or sitting for hours, our bodies start to break down. Even the strongest people, like astronauts, lose bone and muscle and cardiovascular strength in microgravity, which is why NASA makes them work out for hours every day aboard the International Space Station. On Earth, sedentary living is so harmful that sitting is now called the new smoking. Knowing this, I decided to take a literal stand against gravity's toll. To the confusion of family and friends and colleagues, I spent 8 weeks simulating life on a planet with stronger gravity by strapping on a 20-pound weighted vest and 10-pound ankle weights from morning to night while working at my standing desk and balance board. At first, my back ached and my legs burned, but over time, my body adapted. I tripled my squat count, climbed stairs more easily, lost 4 pounds without changing my diet, and even eased years of neck pain. Science offers a clue why. Swedish researchers discovered something called the gravitostat, which is a weight-sensing system in our bones that helps regulate energy balance. In studies, both rats and humans that are weighed down with, extra weight, they burn more fat without losing muscle. It's the principle behind rucking, which is this growing trend to walk or run with a weighted backpack. This builds strength, it boosts cardiovascular health, and can even curb appetite. The takeaway? Well, resisting gravity makes us stronger, but sometimes adding a little extra load can make us even more resilient than we thought possible. And gravity's pull isn't only physical. There's a mental kind too, which we'll explore next in insight number three, which is to lighten your mental load. Now imagine waking up on a planet with gravity twice as strong as Earth's. Even getting out of bed feels like climbing a hill. By the time you're dressed, you're exhausted. Your posture sags, your gaze drops to the ground, and even conversations feel like work. Well, that's what depression can feel like. Australian neuroscientist Lachlan Kent calls it mental gravity, a force that pulls you down, slows you, and makes time itself drag. He likens it to an emotional black hole. Just as gravity bends space and time, depression warps perception, making the world feel heavier, slower, smaller. It's more than a metaphor. Our nervous system constantly measures gravity's pull, a process called graviception. Emotions change that perception. Joy and love can make us feel literally lighter. Sadness or fear can make us feel heavier. Language mirrors this too. Being up signals vitality and hope, while being down implies defeat and sadness. But we can push back. Standing tall, shoulders back, head up, can improve mood and even shift stress hormone levels. Yoga postures, anti-gravity meditations, and simply lifting your gaze toward the sky can create a literal and figurative sense of lightness. One way to tap into this is to simulate rising up. In virtual reality or VR, people can float over a lake or soar into the sky. In a study that I co-authored, this lowered heart rate and reduced stress hormones and eased emotional distress. Proof that the mind can make the body feel lighter even without physical lift. Flotation therapy works also. This is where you lie in warm, buoyant salt water, which can lower blood pressure and slow the heart and free the mind for deep relaxation and creativity and timeless flow. Sometimes the best way to stand up to gravity is simply to float above it. Insight number four is to trust your gut. because it's a gravity alarm. As a gastroenterologist, I see plenty of gut feelings. Sometimes we find a cause, like inflammation or ulcers, but often every test is normal, yet the gut keeps sending urgent signals. There's one trigger that sets off gut feelings in almost everyone, and that's falling down. Think of a roller coaster drop or a sudden jolt in an elevator. These moments aren't just physical, they're primal alarms. Our bellies hold an ancient G-force accelerometer that's been protecting us since birth. We all land somewhere on a spectrum of gut sensitivity. On the one end is Alex Honnold, the championship rock climber who scaled El Capitan in Yosemite without any ropes. His fear circuit's unusually quiet, despite a 1,000-foot drop. On the other end are those who feel queasy at a balcony's edge, or just imagining being on the edge of a cliff. People with panic disorder or anxiety often live closer to that side, their gut reacting even to subtle shifts in stability. And it's not just physical falls. The same circuitry fires when we fall in love. Love is joyful, but it's also sudden and unpredictable and leaves us exposed. Vulnerability is its own kind of height. And those butterflies in romance are the same biological warning that keeps us from stepping off a cliff. By learning to recognize when your gravity alarm is sounding in your gut and practicing ways to steady it, from cognitive behavioral therapy to grounding meditations, you can let it guide rather than grip. Finally, insight number 5 is to feed your gravity resilience with serotonin. Serotonin isn't just a feel-good chemical. It's one of the body's most important gravity management molecules. And here's a surprise. Over 95% of it is made in the gut, not in the brain, in partnership with trillions of resident microbes. Without this microscopic community, our serotonin levels and our ability to cope with Earth's pull would plummet. Serotonin does far more than lift mood. It helps steady blood pressure when we stand up. It coordinates muscles. It tunes the inner ear's balance system. And it supports lymphatic flow against the pull of gravity. Without it, we'd be like a flaccid sack on the ground, unable to stand up to gravity. From an evolutionary perspective, we've struck a bargain with our microbes. We provide a warm, dark, gassy, nutrient-rich home, much like the deep-sea hydrothermal vents where life may have begun, and they help us stay upright and mobile and balanced. One of serotonin's main messengers is the vagus nerve. This is a two-way superhighway between the gut and the brain. Stimulating it boosts serotonin release and sends stabilizing, mood-lifting signals throughout the body. We can do this naturally through slow breathing and singing, yoga, cold water splashes, or sunlight. Gentle electrical vagus nerve stimulation, or VNS, can also help regulate mood and digestion and the body's gravity response. This view even reframes antidepressants. SSRIs may work not only by lifting mood, but also by stabilizing the systems that keep us physically and emotionally upright. You can also fuel serotonin naturally with tryptophan-rich foods like turkey and chicken and eggs and nuts and tofu and other foods that can help your gut microbes keep you balanced in both body and mind. When you nourish your gut, you nourish serotonin. And when you nourish serotonin, you lighten gravity's load. Now, we've inherited bodies and minds meticulously engineered cell by cell, system by system to stand up, stay up, and transcend. Making peace with gravity isn't just biology. It's an existential mission. Master this one challenge, and you free yourself to pursue every other. Thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoy Pull.